This is the County Cricket Roundup podcast for the 20th of September. Surrey are relegated from Division 1 of the LV County Championship, losing comfortably to Warwickshire on the final day at Edgbaston. They agreed to set the Bears a generous 281 by forfeiting their second innings yesterday, and they could only watch as they eased home by 6 wickets. Improving young cricketer Atiq Javid hit an unbeaten century, and added an unbroken 155 with Chris Wokes for the 5th wicket, for 2 wickets earlier had given Surrey hope. Javid ended on 119 not out, with Wokes on 79. Yorkshire recorded a consolation win over Middlesex at Headingley that sees them cement second position in the table. They were bowled out for 194 in their second innings, with Gary Balance 9th man out for 90 to set Middlesex's 277 for victory in what has been a low-scoring match. The visitors didn't get close, in spite of Chris Rogers 65 and all out for 196. Rogers took them to a position of 90 for 2 at one stage, but from there it was one-way traffic as the innings subsided. Jack Brooks ended with 4 for 33, while there were 3 wickets for Stephen Patterson and 2 for Liam Plunkett. Division 2 also went a long way towards being settled, with Lancashire confirmed as champions after they drew their match at Bristol and Northamptonshire drew their game at Wantage Road. The latter now need just 5 points from their final fixture against Worcestershire next week to secure promotion, after Essex also drew against Glamorgan. Lancashire's draw was always likely, with Gloucestershire still at the beginning of their first innings at the start of the day. However, Oliver Newby and Tom Smith reduced the host to 155 for 9 at one point, still 6 runs away from avoiding the follow-on. Unfortunately, last wicket's down to 54 between David Payne and Matt Taylor deprived Lancashire of the opportunity to go for the win would have added the icing to the cake. The game then petered out into a draw, with Lancashire declaring their second innings at 195 for 2, immediately after Lewis Rees had fallen 3 short of recording his maiden championship century. Northamptonshire's draw was a straightforward affair, as they opted for bonus points accumulation against Kent. They picked up the full quota of 5 batting points by reaching 431 for 5, thanks to centuries from James Middlebrook and David Sales. The two took their overnight second wickets down to 97, with Sales then adding a further 111 with Alex Wakey for the third wicket. There were also contributions of 32 not out and 35 from Rob Keogh and Andrew Hall. Essex couldn't force the win against Glamorgan that would have kept their hopes of motion very much alive rather than just a mathematical possibility. A century from O.A. Shaw and a lightning-quick 67 ball 89 from Rami Papara helped them declare their first innings with a lead of 102 at 424 for 6. However, Glamorgan's top order weren't unduly troubled by the Essex attack and eased to 181 for 2 before the team shook hands. Gareth Rees top scored with 76, added 82 with Will Bragg and 75 with Murray Goodwin, who only done 46 not out. Leicestershire and Hampshire each forfeited innings as the former attempted to gain their first win of the season by agreeing to chase 365 at Grace Road. It ended in the predictable clatter of wickets as they first slipped to 36 for 5 before finally being bowled out for 184. Youngster Tom Wells added some respectability proceedings with 82, but as an all too fitting end to what has been an abysmal championship season has seen them finish winless for the first time in their history. Matthew Hoggard in his final game was left unbeaten on 3, as James Tomlinson sealed the win by dismissing Alex Wyatt for 10. He ended with figures of 4 for 60, while Matt Cole took 5 for 75. And Surrey have released all-rounder Xander De Bruyne by mutual consent and with immediate effect. They've also awarded contract extensions to Chris Tremont and Gareth Batty. Tremont has signed until the end of the 2014 season, while Batty's future is secured until the end of the 2015 season.